The governor, after unsuccessfully trying to raise the minimum wage further through the legislature, appointed a wage board. It voted in July to increase the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour over the next several years. Cuomo spoke to jubilant fast food workers and union leaders when the vote was announced.
You cannot live and support a family on $18,000 per year in the state of New York, period. That's why we have to raise the minimum wage.
But Mike Duran, with the National Federation of Independent Businesses, predicts some negative consequences. He says while many fast food companies are multi-million-dollar corporations, the actual fast food restaurants are often franchises owned by mom-and-pop-style companies with very low profit margins, around 3 or 4%.
When you factor in the small business experience with the Affordable Care Act, energy costs in New York, workers' comp costs, UI costs, they're all high. It's like a balloon, and when you squeeze the one end, in this instance, labor costs, it can be something that puts them over the edge.
He predicts the over 40% increase in labor costs over the next few years will likely lead to fewer hours for fast food workers, the closing of restaurants, and even more automation of jobs traditionally held by human workers. He says newer chains like Panera Bread are already adopting tablets to take orders.
And we've started to see reports from increases in minimum wage that have been dramatic, like in Seattle and San Francisco, to $15 an hour, that are starting to see some job loss or reduction of hours. We've started to see news articles come out where different restaurants have started to use kiosks or iPads, et cetera, which is really taking the place of a job. So there are consequences.
The New York State Business Council's Ken Polkowski agrees.
It's not realistic to believe that the sector sees only one option, is I have to keep paying the same amount of people twice as much money for the same amount of profit.
The state's business council filed formal objections during the public comment period. They say an appointed wage board should never have been used to increase the wages in the first place, and that it was improperly paneled because there were no representatives from the fast food industry on the three-member board. The business council says the wage board also failed to answer the question of the pay rate for workers like cleaning services who may be contracted to work at fast food restaurants, or instances where a fast food outlet is part of a larger business like a gas station or convenience store. Duran, with the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says the issue has harmed the governor's once friendly relationship with the state's business community.
The governor at one point in time, I think, had a good relationship with the business community, and it's starting to erode, and part of it is each hearing that this wage board had really became a wage rally, a labor rally, and the administration, whether it was lieutenant governor, the governor himself, were embracing this. And these rallies were hostile to those who own businesses, to business leaders that were there testifying.
Their concerns are unlikely, though, to stop the momentum toward a higher minimum wage. Governor Cuomo has said he intends to seek legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 for all workforce segments. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.